Blog Talk Radio.
I thought I put on. Hello, everybody. We are on today, and we have Linda Irvin with us.
Hi.
Gonna make a few announcements here. What do we have up and coming? The host of our master, psychic Reverend Justin Smith, at www.justinsmith.net. He is at 928-284-0437. He's also on Facebook and Twitter, and he's really looking at, he's going to have some book signings this month, and if you go through his, the JethroSmith.net, his website, you can get an autographed copy of that book from him for only, I think it's, $19.99, plus I think they have a little bit of shipping, but so it doesn't cost anything extra if you order it from him and request it to be signed. And then we have Aurora Rose. She is Monday gal. She's at www.aurorosepsychic.web.com or 270-259-2584. We have Amy Kavanaugh. She has been on with us on Wednesdays, and her chakra classes have been on most of the Wednesdays. We had a couple Wednesdays where we kind of missed because of unforeseen circumstances, but if you go back through archives, her chakra class is there. And let's see, we also have Pamela Cummins. She's our Tuesday gal. She is our love and relationship psychic, but she's also known as the musical psychic. She gets things in song. She is at www.successfulrel.com, and it's 973-229-9704. And we'll try to be making these announcements again. I'll try to get that posted in chat also, which I see I haven't got my chat up yet, so we're about to do that. Okay, and let's see. Mystic Celeste is on our sister show, who is living in the psychic realm. And when you look for it on chat, it comes up under Psychic Jethro. She's at www.celestialreadings.net. She also has her email at celestialreading77@yahoo.com. But her phone number is 928-554-4422. And then we have Sandra Green, she is at wildsammy@gmail.com. It's wildsammy@gmail.com. And I believe that's all the announcements for the moment. We've had a couple others be on with us. We had Tryon Victory, and we're not sure if he's going to be on with us again on Friday. If he is, his number to get a hold of him is 858-717-7060. And then, of course, Linda's on with us today, and she is on Facebook at Continuum X Headquarters. It's Continuum X Headquarters, Headquarters. She's also at www.blogspot.com. You can also see some of her stuff at www.youtube.com/user/ It's Vorlon God, capital V-O-R-L-O-N, capital G-O-D, /videos. So, okay, did I get all that right, or am I missing some numbers?
Absolutely perfect.
All right.
Hi, so you're in the chat room now.
Yeah, there we go. Yep, I finally
got the chat room. I want to welcome the guests in the chat room. I wanted to take a minute to discuss something that's been on a lot of people's minds with the Olympics. And they're hearing that the Galactic Federation of Light is going to appear in massive numbers over the Olympics.
Okay. Oh, wow.
There are a few ships that have been captured on video, but don't expect, you know, like Independence Day or something's going to completely block everything out. We're not here to frighten anyone. You know, those of us that are on the planet right now and physical just like everyone else, are working with those that are outside of our solar system, the Galactic Federation, and many federations that are comprise hundreds of homeworlds out there in the universe. And we're not out there to scare anyone. And if everyone was to appear all at one time, do you know what kind of panic that would cause? So
probably.
No, we're not going to do that. We have been already in contact with various individuals in various ways. People will go out and see something in the sky that they know is, you know, not an airplane or a helicopter. Well, that chances are that that is a spaceship. And we have Stephen Greer, who is in charge of the Sirius documentary and the Disclosure Project. He has made successful contact, peaceful, cooperative contact. And we're working on getting, if you're familiar with Lilu Mace of Juicy Living, we're working on getting a conference between them set up for December 13th this year. So wish us luck on that. If you can find the petitions online or send messages to Lilu Mace, Juicy Living, and I don't have her email off the top of my head, but you can find her previous broadcast by search. Send her a message. Say you're interested in getting this conference together, because I'm looking at it right now. It's already planned. It's already going to go. I'm putting my positive focus into that. So, anyway, as far as what goes on over the Olympics, yes, there's going to be a few little things that can't be scientifically explained, and that's okay.
Cool. That is awesome. Oh, and while I'm thinking about it, there was a gentleman, I want to say David, I know him as David and Ingrid. They are doing a meditation. It's like, and I think I caught him through your Continuum X headquarters. I think that's where I caught up with them. They have a posting on Facebook where they do a meditation every Saturday, and they've been doing this for about the past, 6 months. What they're trying to currently do is they want people who are, quote, good meditators, they're trying to set up what they call power cells. And it's like at a specific time during the day, it's only, I guess, like for maybe, you know, 20-minute time period, something like that, 15, 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be, you know, your whole day. But he and she are setting those up, and they're focusing, I believe the focus is on, you know, peace, world peace, something like that. But they're trying to get these power cells set up every time zone across the world. So as one time zone ends, you know, another time zone begins. So they have like I believe the idea is to get a 24-hour, meditation going, focused on peace, something
right.
like that.
Like a wave, a unity consciousness.
Wave, there you go. Yep, exactly.
A continuous wave going over the planet of peace. I'm also with the Convert to Peace, if anyone is familiar with Michael Kalatsky. That's K-A-L-A-T-S-K-Y. You can find his videos on YouTube as well, and
oh, wow.
He's on Facebook. And he's selling bumper stickers for only a dollar a piece. They're just white bumper stickers that says convert to peace. And
he believes
in the power of one, as do I. We are all one, whether we're on this planet, whether we're crossed over, or whether we're outside the solar system. We are all one. We are all source. And if we can recognize that within ourselves, if there's any chance that we can get everyone to cooperate and treat each other like we ourselves would like to be treated, then we've solved all the problems that's going on right now.
It makes a lot of sense. That makes a whole lot of sense.
But yeah, check him out on his videos. In fact, he had one on today that was a little bit disturbing, but I understand where he's coming from. A lot of people are calling people like us Antichrist or false prophets or things like that.
Yeah,
I know.
A lot of fear-based. I mean, there's a whole lot of fear-based. And what's really interesting to me is I believe Greg Braden kind of addresses that, because in a couple of his books, I think it's the Isaiah Effect, and I want to say the Secret of the Lost Mode of Prayer, and I can get the title right, but it's Greg, G-R-E-G-G, Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N. He addresses the fact that he and his wife have, you know, led spiritual tours all over the planet, different things. And he has run across 41 manuscripts that the Nicene Council in the 3rd century removed from the Bible because it was about power to the people instead of power to the elite. And at that point in time, they wanted, you know, the Nicene Council wanted power to the elite, power to the, you know, the ruling class, if you will, over the masses. So there was 41 books taken out of the Bible, and this was, you know, of course, 3rd century after Christ was gone. It's like that was kind of a no-no. So my question, and I haven't had the opportunity to pose that to him on his site, is say, how come, you know, how come you haven't gone ahead and published these, and let's get these, you know, put together in some kind of book and put it out there? Because what he stated, he's found these 41 manuscripts or, you know, variations thereof. And he said none of them are in any one collective work, but he said if they were restored to their proper place, it would change the face of Christianity as we know it today.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll bet it would, because that's I would call that lost knowledge. Because if they removed it 3 centuries after, you know, the original book was written, somebody messed up. And I'm smart enough to read that part in Revelation that says, you know, anybody that takes away from the words in the scroll, you know, their portions take away the tree of life, and anyone that adds to it, the plagues are added to them. So I'm like, what were those guys thinking in the 3rd century? They must not have read the book they were, you know, taking apart.
Well, they just got tougher lessons to deal with in subsequent lifetimes, I would think.
Something like that, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Makes but, yeah, the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Apocrypha, you know, all
right.
of these have been for decades, you know, bringing out truths that were taken out of the Bible.
Right, exactly.
And one of the things I want to address to those people that are worried that if they admit that they're light workers or whatever you want to call yourself, if you're
right.
coming from peace and love and light, if people start putting you down, you tell them, by their works shall ye know them.
Exactly. That's true. By their fruits, yeah.
That's right out of the Bible, so they can't refute it.
That's exactly right. It's, you know, and then you see groups that... I know one particular group that I'm concerned about for my daughter, because she's more affiliated with this. But there's groups out there that they totally have thrown out the Old Testament. They say, oh, well, it's history. It's like, okay, it may have been history, but you know what? That particular history, there's over 206 prophecies that led to Christ as Messiah. So when you take out that, because, you know, their logic of this group that I've recently heard is like, well, it says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, so, you know, everybody's going to be blind and toothless. It's like, okay, but you know what? That's one small portion of that. And really and truly, you know, you've got to look at the broader picture, because there's a lot more to it than that.
Exactly.
Anyway.
I mean, a lot of our prophecies, quote unquote, towards the end times,
are
based in the Old Testament.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Ezekiel and Isaiah and Daniel.
Yep. Spacious, you know, and authors are taken off on some of those. I remember Von Daniken. My dad was real big into reading him. He's called The Spaceships of Ezekiel. And then the, you know, whole moment in there about Jacob's ladder. But we do have a couple callers, shall we go ahead and take
sure.
them in? All righty.
Sure.
Let's have a look. See here. Area code 505. You are on live.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah. Name's Malik. I think I called in like a week ago.
Uh-huh.
Around a week ago. Yeah. So I've got a question.
Okay.
Okay. So recently I got with this one female about, I would say, just this Monday, and I told her that, you know, I wanted a commitment and all that, and then out of nowhere, there's this other person that I haven't seen before, I technically haven't seen before, that wanted, you know, something with me, and, but it was kind of forceful about it, kind of aggressive about it, you know. My question is, what do you see with this person who I'm with? Do you see it working out, or what's the deal?
It'll work out if they want it to. And what all you can really do at this point in time is to be yourself. Do not show aggression back, and put your intention and focus on, if this is the right person for me, give me the signs, take away all of the resistance that I'm getting, and if it's not the right person, if things have changed, then I need to know that. And you can often get this information in your dreams. All you have to do is, before you go to sleep at night, think about the people involved in yourself. Ask your guides, your loved ones, your angels to provide you the information during your sleep time, and then set your intention to remember what the message was. You will to get a general overall feeling when you wake up if this is the right move or not. Our futures are not written in stone, so things can change, and there's a huge group of people involved in everything we do in our lives, and it's all by, you know, trying to figure out how we fit into something. And whether or not you fit into this situation, it depends. It depends on the other people as much as it does you. So try to get some, do not, first of all, be aggressive back, because that's not going to serve you or them. Okay?
Of aggressiveness. Well,
yeah, do not be.
Okay.
You know, don't,
okay,
even in your mindset, don't be throwing them fear, don't be throwing them anger or hatred. Just be protective and inherent in yourself. Stand strong. Know that things will bounce off you if you let them. You will not be negatively affected if you don't allow it to happen.
Okay. Well, the thing about this aggressive person, it ain't the person who I'm with. It's someone else.
Oh, I know.
Else.
It's somebody else. I understand that.
Yeah.
And they're interfering. And I understand that, too. And it's up to the one you want to be with to make a decision. About all you can do is be there, you know, and keep sending, you know, your honest, authentic self. And it's up to them to decide, do they want the aggressor or do they want the person that's enlightened, awakened like you are, that's loving and peaceful in your own heart? They have to make that decision. It's part of their lesson plan.
Yeah, makes sense.
And if it's not the right one, you will attract someone else. Trust me, I can really feel your strength. I can feel you have abilities too. I can feel that you can tune into people really well. And in such, you can talk to people on their own level. And they will understand you.
Yeah, but do you see me and this person who I am with working out, or kind of?
Okay, what they're literally showing me is that you're on one side of her and this other person's on the other side, and she's looking first at you, to them, back and forth, and that's where my vision ends. It's not decided. It is up to her to make a decision, but based on that, you can influence that decision just by being you. And if she's open to that, then you two will be together.
Okay.
All you can do right now is be friends, supportive, loving towards her. Do not show any animosity towards the other one, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
It's just a matter of knowing that if she's going to make the decision to be with you, she will.
Okay. Well, she kind of has already, like, she said she wanted a commitment, and I said that, yeah, I do want something with you, and then she was all okay, so I'll make you my boo.
Yeah, but she's confused. She's being influenced,
yeah.
And it's going to be up to her to stand strong and decide what she really wants, okay?
Okay.
And you can be there for her when you get a chance to be alone with her. Talk to her, you know, just be yourself. Try to help her to see things from a higher perspective.
Do you feel that there's anyone else, like, involved on her end or no?
Yeah, I feel like she's being influenced away or trying to be influenced away from you. This is the decision part she has to make.
Also influenced, like, by her friends or whoever.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel she's not really in that good of a situation where she's at. I'm not sure if it's work or home. But I'm feeling like she really doesn't want to be there at times. But she feels like she has to. Like, if she does, she's betraying. If she leaves, she's betraying someone.
Yeah.
And this is where you need to talk to her. Tell her how to be strong in herself. You know, you can love someone, you can help them as much as you can, but there comes a point that if they refuse to accept that love and help, you have to let go for your own integrity, to keep yourself sane, to keep yourself safe, keep yourself on the right path.
Yeah.
So I would share that knowledge with her, because I think if she can make those breaks, I think you two will be great together. But it's going to be her lesson, and it's going to be her decision.
I agree with you. I'm all on board with you on that.
Okay, just like I said, be there for her. Just be yourself and see how it goes. And do call back in and let us know how it went. Because I'll be sending love and light from where I'm at to help open her eyes.
Okay.
Sounds okay.
Good. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It.
You have a great day.
Thank you for calling in.
You too. Yeah.
All righty. And we have another one here. I kind of recognize this one, a 720 number. I know that's in Colorado. You're on with us.
Hello.
Hello. There we go.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi.
My name is Cheyenne, and I'm from Colorado.
All right,
and, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask if you had something specific.
I do. I feel like people are just leaving. My term is they're dropping like flies. They're just leaving my life. And I just had a conversation this morning with a friend, and I really respect her and everything, but I feel like our time is over. Why is this happening?
You're getting to progress into the next stage of your life. What doesn't serve you, my dad had a thing about keeping old things around his house. Every once in a while he would go through and pick out things to give to the Goodwill. And he would say, I thank you for what we shared in this, but you no longer serve me, and it's time for me to move on. In order for us to accept the next positive stages in our lives, sometimes we have to let go of the old ones. Even if they're near and dear to us, even if they meant a lot to us, we still bring that with us when we go into the next phase of our existence. And I think for you, this is just a sign that you have done all you can, and they have done for you what they needed to do, And now it's time to break free and go to the next step, because you're going to meet a whole lot of people coming into your life that are going to be more in line with who you are. You are going to resonate better with them. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because this person is blaming me for things that she's responsible for, and it's like, I'm not responsible for that. I'm sorry. That's not
right,
my thing.
Right, it's a sign to you. It's definitely a sign that it's time to call it quits there.
I've been doing healing work with her. She's been doing healing work on me. And I've gained a lot of, like, wisdom about myself. So it's just time for her to leave.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Because in order for you to allow the new to come into your life, you have to make space for it by allowing the old to be cleared out.
Okay.
You both have had a very good relationship in the past, but these things are happening now because you're both feeling the need to change. And she's unfortunately expressing it in a negative way, but this will also do her good, too, because her path is slightly different than yours, and so she's going to need to go and meet people that resonate with her. It's like you're going to go and meet people that resonate with you more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling called to take some classes and stuff, and I do healing work. I do shamanic healing work. I do plant medicine.
I was going to say shamanic, yes, very much.
And it's very powerful for me because it gives me a sense of myself that I don't feel was there prior, and I'm kind of getting used to this new power that I have. And so now I'm feeling called to go and take aromatherapy classes.
Right,
and
this is
I'm
not
feeling
new
that
for
it's,
you. I can feel this.
I've done this before, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay, awesome.
Do you feel a kinship to the Mayan or Aztec or Incan cultures?
Yeah, like
because
a very big connection.
Me, you know, that you did this then, and you're just now retrieving all this information from a past life.
I'm getting chills all over my body, thank you.
Hey, I was an Aztec shaman, too. Maybe we were in neighboring villages.
And what is your name? What's your name?
Linda Irwin. But my spirit name is Lindaru, L-I-N-D-A-R-U.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm in the process of changing my name legally to Cheyenne Sierra Starhawk.
I love that name. I just love it.
And it was given to me by my guides over the course of 5 years. And
yes, that expresses you. I mean, I can see like this bright white, yellow, gold light that just emanates out from you so far. It's like another sun, you know, only it's down here on the planet.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. There is something that is bothering me. I'm not sure which direction to go in with this particular situation. I am being called to get a job to support myself financially, and I'm not sure which direction to go in, like where to take this, because I still want to kind of do my healing work, but I feel like I need to get this job to bring in some sustenance, some support for myself, but I also feel like it needs to be a job where I can talk to people.
Right.
Like I had a conversation with Jethro last week, and he told me I needed to be in the public eye. I need to be where I could be around a lot of people.
Yes, and you can get your own referrals that way. I would say that the most common way is to do sales, but generally sales are kind of a negative experience. If you can find some means of selling something that also serves humanity, and we had somebody on a couple of weeks ago that was going into the business of buying up mortgages for people that are losing their homes and then getting them refinanced and sell the houses back to someone at a lower rate so they could stay in the home. So if you could find something along the lines that serves humanity while you're working with people and also getting them to know what you do.
Well, my idea was to get a job in like a coffee shop or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, where I could see large amounts of people at once.
And you could also introduce them to the Organo Gold Coffee. Kelly,
oh, yeah, I know about that stuff.
Tell your story on that one?
Cool. I know that. I know about that organic gold. I encountered it many years ago. I don't drink coffee, but I do know
I
all about that
either.
Organic gold. It's made of mushrooms.
Right, ricey mushrooms. Okay.
Yeah,
but if you could do something like that where you're serving people.
Okay. I'll have to think about how that looks for me.
Okay. Yeah, please do. Cool. I'll send energy for you to find just the right, perfect thing for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I got a question, quick question for Cheyenne. It's like, did you call me and leave a message? Because I got a couple of them that were kind of garbled, and it's like I couldn't quite tell. It came from the same number, and my phone is kind of old and acts up out here. And it's like, was that you that was calling me?
Are you, what's
Kelly.
Your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, yeah, that was me that was calling
okay.
you.
Because
Jethro told me to call you so that I could be on the show.
Right. Okay, I'll tell you what I did. I got your number here, and it's like after we're off today, I will give you a call because I was real frustrated. It's like whatever happened with my phone, it's like I could hear part of it, and I couldn't get all of it. So I will give you a call.
Oh, okay,
back
cool.
This is awesome. Very
yeah,
nice.
I do readings and stuff, too. I do all kinds of things on a psychic intuitive level as well as the healings and stuff. And so I want to get my name out there, and I'm working on my website and stuff like that. So.
Excellent. Okay. All righty. Well,
Thank you so much for your time, though. I appreciate it.
Okay. Sounds good. Yes. And Linda does good, doesn't she? It's like I just enjoy sitting back and listening to what she says to people. It's like it's the wow moment for me. It's like, wow, that's cool.
Well, yeah, I was just amazed at how.
Well, Linda is very, very wise. So,
yeah.
That is what we're accessing her wisdom.
Very true.
Oh, this is weird. I'm here in the chat room. Somebody's trying to private message me. I just typed something. It came out of something totally foreign.
You know, my chat room is like, that's what's happened to me. The last few times people have tried to private message me, it's like I can see what they type, and I try to type back. And it gives, it's like the Morse code, it's like dots and dashes, and I just, you know, the last time it happened, I just went.
Egyptian or something.
Oh, no. Wow. That's pretty cool. Walk like an Egyptian. Maybe it's the Incan.
It did the same thing.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know if they're listening to us right now while they're in the chat room, but Talks About Righteousness is trying to ask me a question. And I'm going to go back to the regular chat and give him my or her my contact information again so they can contact me after the show. Or you can call in at 773-897-6461 and talk to me directly, and I'd be happy to answer it. I'm really sorry the chat room is doing this.
Yeah.
But I don't know Egyptian, but it's all Greek to me.
Very good.
Like. Awesome. I'm going to have them close the private window. So, yeah, if they could do that, that would be great. Okay. It's hard to type with one hand here. As
Remember what I said about multitasking? Yeah. You hold this with one hand, you type with the other hand, and you hope for the best in between. You apologize for your typos.
Okay. I got my...
Get going there. Okay, well, thank you, Cheyenne. It's like I will be in touch with you this afternoon. And we got some more callers here, so we're going to get it going.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and now we have, let's see, this is area code 478. Whoops, wait a minute. Okay, what in the world happened there? That one dropped and that didn't go on. Okay, let me try this again. There we go. Area code 478, you're on with us.
Oh, hi. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
I'd like to ask a question, first thing that comes to your mind. What is a way for me to manifest things to speed in the process?
Concentration, focus, and intent. You have to envision something clearly. I call this process conscientious creative visualization. And I've actually known people that found their perfect homes and their perfect jobs and their perfect locations by doing this. Okay, what is it that would make you happy in any given situation? Picture that outcome. So if you can visualize it like you're already living it, in as much detail as possible, then envision that. Put it in your mind like a mind movie. Play it out like you're living what you want to have happen, what you want to be, what you want to do.
Okay.
That's the conscious creative visualization part. Another good time to do that is in meditation and also at night before you go to sleep, because you embed that into your brain before your body astral travels in dream time. So
sometimes
you'll actually get
not
answers.
How do you know if you do that? Because I don't remember anything when I go to sleep. I don't remember a thing.
Do you even have a certain sense or a feeling about things when you get up in the morning? Like, was
I don't.
It a good experience or a bad or anything?
I just know I don't remember anything. I even had a sleep study done, and they tell me I go into a deep sleep. I just don't remember things when I go there. I just don't remember a thing.
Hmm.
Yeah. And actually, through sleep and dream studies, I mean, this is one of those way long ago, I took actually the college class in this, and they say that we have about 4 or 5 dream cycles every night, because that's about your brain comes up into, I mean, beta is our waking state, which is this, and then we slide into alpha, we go down to theta, and then we go down to delta, but we come back up, and where our REM sleep is, the rapid eye movement sleep, is actually in the alpha state. And they'll tell us, researchers, you know, sleep and dream researchers will tell us that we actually have 4 or 5 dreams a night. It's just that, you know, a lot of times, like you say, you don't remember them, or sometimes if you're really tired, you don't remember them, or if you've got a lot on your plate, if you're, like, really overstressed, you won't remember them, because some of our dream state stuff is it's our mind working on things, you know, sometimes through the, you know, the quote real world, you know, that we live in, that the other 16 hours a day when we're not sleeping. And if you have a lot of things going on that you're just really kind of trying to deal with, a lot of times you don't remember the dreams, because it would, like, overburden you. It would, like, put too much stress in your daytime life, if that makes any sense.
Probably.
Okay. If you're not getting remembrance or even senses about your dreams, there's another way we can do this, and that's in the waking time as far as validation goes. You can ask your guides, your angels, your loved ones on the other side to give you signs, to give you things that might trigger a memory. It's all in there. It's in your brain. You're just not able to retrieve it. It's that stuff at the back of the refrigerator that you'd have to climb through everything to get to. So what you can do is ask them to give you signs. It could be a song on the radio. It could be a license plate. Like, for example, you're driving down the street and you're wondering, well, I wonder if that house that I want is going to be available and can I afford it? And you might see a license plate that says, "Way to go, girl," or something like that. That would be a sign. Also something on the television, or if you know that your loved one likes butterflies or dragonflies, if suddenly you see a whole bunch of those, that's their way of answering you and saying, yes, we're around you, we hear you, we got it, order received. Does that sound like a plan?
I'm going to try that before I go to sleep tonight and ask the spirit guides to help me remember, because I know there's something I need to know.
Okay.
For my next adventure.
Okay.
You know, the other thing that helps, too, if you're trying to remember dreams, is get a little notebook. Doesn't have to be anything big, fancy, or anything, but just, you know, like by your nightstand or, you know, where you got, like, close, is just put, you know, a piece of paper, just some kind of something to write on, something to write with. And that way, because sometimes it's really interesting. It's like when I was trying that, I would wake up in the morning, really wake up, and I'd find these little scribbly things, and I was like going, I must have been conscious at some time, you know, part of me was conscious at some time during the night. It's like sometimes I would be able to decipher my own chicken scratch on it and go, oh yeah, I kind of remember. It's like, you know, once I had any kind of trigger, it was like then I was, you know, starting to remember a little bit here and a little bit there. So it's like you might just try that as an experiment and just see, you know, what happens with it. And of course, you know, they got books out that says something like 30 Days of Lucid Dreaming, you know, things like that. And they, of course, they've got all the dummy, you know, the dummy's book on how to, you know, whatever. But they've got some good ones, and it's called Lucid Dreaming, where it's like you actually kind of sort of wake up within your dream. And it's like, and I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how to describe that, but it's really interesting. It's a fascinating read if you want to look at it.
I've also heard, I think if you put tiger's eye underneath your pillow, I've tried that, that didn't work. I tried different things to see if it would help, you know, and the stones and everything. So that didn't work. So I'm going to have to try something else. But
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I will have one last tip. One thing that Jethro suggests, he says, if you're trying to remember your dreams or clarify them, he says get either a bowl or a glass, clear. Got to be really clear. You know, not any colors. Can't be your Pyrex measuring cup because it's got red on it. But just get a clear glass bowl or like a clear glass of water. If you have room under your bed, set it like under where you sleep, and it's like water is supposed to help clarify your dreams. Just thought.
Okay, so what do you do with it?
You just put like maybe like a half or three quarters of a glass of water, and you just literally set it under your bed. It's like if your bed does not set, you know, like all the way down on the floor,
mm-hmm.
you can just kind of put it underneath your bed. You just let it set there. You just like put it there for overnight, and then you know in the morning, dump it out and do it again the next night. But he says he swears by that, and he says it helps. I mean, for him, whatever it does, of course, maybe it's because he's a Scorpio and he's a water sign. But it's like,
well, that is interesting. I know if you put water and clear on a bowl on the table, it'll take the negativity out of the room. Maybe it'll.
Oh.
I'm gonna try that. That's my next thing. I'm gonna try that tonight. Thanks
cool.
for the good suggestion.
Okay, sounds okay. good. Well, thank you much, and call back again.
All right.
Okie dokie. Oh, let's see. And, wow, all of a sudden, Linda, we have got a queue full here. So let's get it going there. And let's see our next one here. Let me check that one. Okay, there we are. Next person in line there is area code 832. 832, you're on with us.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Sure. This is Melissa, and I was calling with a question on how to open up clear audience. I keep getting a lot of ringing in my ears, but it's different tones, you know, and different times of the day, and it just kind of just comes and goes, and it's not always constant, and I feel like that things are trying to be told to me, but I'm not getting it. So,
okay, I was where you are a year ago.
Oh.
My ear chakras were just beginning to open, and I would lay there at night, and I'd hear what sounded like a radio show off in the distance, but not loud enough to make out what they're saying, just the general tone of their voice. And sometimes I'd even hear music, and it'd be quiet in the house. You know, the lights were off, all the radio and everything was off, and I found out that I just had to tune in. It's just like you're at a party. And there's a whole bunch of people around you talking. We'll call that the white noise of the electronics and that are going on even when it's time to go to sleep. And there's somebody across the room who you're trying to listen into their conversation. It takes a little bit of practice. It takes a little bit of focus and intent. But if you can mentally block out all the other white noise that you're not even consciously aware of, and tune into what they're saying, you will be able to hear what they're saying. And my very first message I got in clearly, it was short but sweet. It was, assume the power. And they meant my personal power. And now I can occasionally hear much clearer what they're trying to tell me. But there are meditations you can do on YouTube that will help with not only your ear chakras, but third eye as well. And
okay.
opening the pineal gland, and I think I said that right.
pineal, something like that, yeah.
I had fun with Amy on that one. Opening that gland there right by the third eye will also open the ear chakras as well as the third eye. So if you can find meditations on those and pay attention to the colors that are on the screen as well as the sounds that are coming in, it assists with the opening. And you should find that the ringing will eventually go away and you will be able to tune in better, especially when everything is quiet. Now, once you've gotten the quiet part down, they're going to start talking to you while everything else is going on, the television, the computer, other people. And it will just simply be like somebody has walked up to you that you can't see and they will say something. And you'll be able to pick up on that. Once that happens to you, you know your ear chakras are ready. You're completely open.
Cool.
Does that sound like fun?
Yeah, it really does. I've heard my name several times. I've heard just a few blips here and there. And like you said, the radio sound, it sounded like a party, but I couldn't make anything out. So I've got that far. So I think you're right. I think I need to practice on and I need to practice. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Sure. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Yeah.
Call back in. Let us know how it goes. And if you're on a computer, click follow, and it will send you a reminder when our show is on. So we're here 7 days a week, 773-897-6461. Okay. Let's see. And our next one here, we must have a Skype caller because it says Sister Soul Power. So you are on with us.
Hey there, Kelly.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about everyone? Linda, you there too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Blessings to both of you. I was just calling in. I was like, I need to, like, get clarity on today.
Okay.
Cool.
I need...
Well, we got you.
Yeah, I just... I had the card reading before, maybe like a couple months ago, maybe like 3 or 4 months ago I got a card reading, and you guys, and Kelly, you told me I was like the Queen of Diamonds. And I really see the power in that, but not, like now, but I'm just wanting to see like what else do I need to know to be more in tune and in line with where I need to go from here.
I would say study up on all the things that relate to spirituality that you're not already familiar with. Because there are ways to integrate everything that you know into what you do. Take the truth from each thing that resonate with you and see how it all fits together. There's so many aspects to spirituality. There's the helping people cross over. There's the healing part of it, the Reiki and the shamanistic. There's the mediumistic. There's the numerology, astrology, the... just a multiple bunch of ways that if you haven't touched base with all of them, it will help you in a broader understanding, and you can move forward how you want to, and that will help you out a lot.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I
said you got the Queen card. That's incredible.
Yeah,
that's like
you,
High Priestess.
Yeah, you gave me, you said I was like the Queen.
On the birth card. Was it Queen of Diamonds?
Queen of Diamonds, yes. You told me I was the Queen of Diamonds about 3 or 4 months ago. I'm always
okay.
Listening, but I don't call in because I don't want to, like, cloud the lines. But, you know,
some people have told us that, and they said, oh, well, we thought there was a policy, you know, you can only, like, call in once a month. I'm like, not on this show.
If you got
questions, call on in, man. It's like,
yeah,
we'll talk to you.
I'm going to become naked before you, and I'm going to say, because, like, I'm looking at, like, I'm noticing that I'm getting male in my life more for like, that want to, like, date me and things like that. And as you said, I really have been doing, you guys already know that I do, you know, spiritual things and things like that. But I like the idea of the read because, I grew up, Kelly, with my grandmother and my aunt doing the playing cards, reading the playing cards. And I think we talked about that before. So when
my Babylon 5 deck.
I'm like, okay, yes, she is there. But I never, like, we never did family members. We only told information that would need to be told.
I was going to say, here's what happened in the last couple of 3 months. It was like a couple of weeks ago. My computer that I had all my information because I cheated big time. It's like I had all my stuff logged on to a computer, you know, through the years, and it crashed on me. It totally, like, there was this kaboom, and there was literally, like, you know, it wasn't smoke, but it was a burning smell. So my computer totally went out, and I've got Amy, bless her heart, on Wednesdays. She said, send me your, you know, my physical address. She says, I have an extra computer, I'll mail it to you. I'm like going, bless you, thank you, really appreciate this. And I just got a call from Hastings yesterday, and they said the books are in, so it's like I will probably be up in the next week or so doing the birth card stuff again. But at the moment, I'm kind of going, I'm drawing from my memory because I studied this about 17 years ago before I got lazy and put it all on computer stuff. And then I said, you know, once you commit it to someplace, you know, once it's committed to either like a computer chip or in a book or someplace, you kind of go, yeah, I don't precisely need to remember all that but I do know, I remember about Queens of Diamonds. I know you guys have a really, really, I'll say, difficult love path. because there's a lot of karma, a lot of stuff with that going out there. So I'm going to, you know, word of caution to the wiser. It's like, really make sure of your guys. You know, kind of test them out a little bit, just kind of, you know, and the other thing is really know yourself, because the biggest thing in that is knowing what you want, because the Queens of Diamonds, you tend to be a little bit changeable. It's like there's, you know, it's a little bit of like, you know, I want this week, you know, like vanilla is my favorite this week, chocolate's my favorite next week, you know, whatever. So it's like that little bit of kind of like what I call fickleness in there is, you know, they kind of go, well, I was her favorite last week, and they're like, well, I'm her favorite this week. It's like, okay, she's got to decide. So it's like, it's kind of about you, and it's like, I know there's, It does you know, kind of predict in there the probabilities with it, is that you do have some of those relationships that are going to be lessons to you. And with that, you know, you kind of go, man, I don't want a karmic relationship to learn a lesson. It's like, well, unfortunately, that's kind of what literally the cards dealt you in some of that, is that you got those lessons to learn. They can be nicer lessons, because you can put that out to the universe and say, I really want to learn my karmic lessons in a much nicer, easier way. I don't want to go through heartbreak. I don't want to go through, you know, this, that, and the other. It's like, you know, let me see with clarity what it is, you know, see the heart of the matter and what do I really want. And I know also with diamonds, the diamonds people, you kind of have that hard, I'll say the hard shell. You know how diamonds are really, you know, they're the hardest mineral we have, and, you know, they have, like, diamond things and cut things and whatever. So a lot of it is you get so kind of encased in that diamond shell that you get, you sometimes lose track of connecting to your heart, because, man, I'll tell you what, it's like connecting to the heart can be really hard because it's kind of a grounding thing. And trying to feel those, you're up in your head, you're really good, you're with you, and when it goes down the heart all of a sudden goes, but hey, I'm squishy, and it's like, I'm out on your sleeve, and it's like, no, I don't want you on my sleeve, and it's like, you're going to get hurt out there. So it's that hard moment of, you know, you don't want your heart out on the sleeve there, but at the same time, you know, you kind of look at it. I mean, and the guys, and I'll tell you right now, the guys are attracted to you. You're very, 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 you know, in tune person, they just like fly by, boom. You know, it's like, and you're going to have some choices there. You really are. So that's what I can tell you off the spur of the moment and kind of what I know there. But it's like in the next week, it's like I'll have that and I can look some more up on that. And it's like we'll go into, you know, the relationship and the patterns and the path. I know it, and with each year, what's really kind of interesting is each year has that layout. So it's like you have different things coming up each year. And I do know that some of the Queen of Diamonds people that I've known, they usually end up with, and I'm, you know, I'm not putting this out there and just saying, oh, this is definitely going to happen, but it's like, it seems really typical that they have, it's kind of like the third time's a charm. They'll have a couple really, you know, I'm not going to say bad relationships, but they'll have a couple relationships where, man, you learn a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. And then kind of like that third one, the third time's the charm type of deal, where it's like, I've learned this one. And when you get through those karmic lessons, you go, now I get the keeper. So,
yeah, it's like a buffet table where you try different things, and it's like, okay, I think I'll go back for seconds on that one.
You were just reading my mind. I was saying, does that mean that a certain person is going to make, you know, because there was this one guy, and I'm like, oh, we had a moment, but I got really honest with him, and we didn't do it. But then, like, I get these different people coming in, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my goodness. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so timely. So you all are right on time. I'm gonna say this, Kelly, you may not need your computer as much as you think you do.
Thank you. You know, people around me have been telling me this, and it's like, and you know, the what I consider truly psychic people around me keep going, you know, your angels are telling us, like, you need to quit saying this, and you need to do this, and you need to trust more. I'm like, well, you know, for me, it feels like I'm going off the high board, and it's like that water's a long way down. I'm going, this is going to hurt when I land. I don't want to belly flop, really, I don't.
It won't hurt. You know why? Because there are angels, and you are going to float, and you are going to just tap dance across that water, and you're going to, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, so like when I saw Linda, I'm like, oh my goodness, like Linda's the same way. So you just have to remember that it's just how we function. Like I said, I had to call in, and I only call in here because I know that here, you guys are, you all are truly here because you want to be like me. You want to help people. You want to share truth. And so when I call in, like I mean, like I said, I listen all the time faithfully. I'm not always able to sign in and all that good stuff, but I know that whenever I call in, my energy, my spirit just lifts up. There's never an issue. I mean, I thank you.
Me up now. I love this.
Yeah, I mean, and thank I'm you. Listening to you too, working with people, and I'm going, wow. You know, like, wow, they're a tag team in here. So that's the key thing. That's the key thing. And as I said, you know, I just wanted to call in today because I was like, oh, what is going on that I'm getting all these people? Isn't this supposed to, like, you know, astrology. I'm not astrology. I'm kind of the blind girl. I kind of go with what I hear, what I see, what I feel, what I'm showing. That kind of thing.
How to do it.
Yeah. So that's me, you know. And people say, like when you said I should explore the areas that I don't, you know, I was sharing with someone the other day. Said, well, how did you know that? I said, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't aware I was a medium until I saw the person. I mean, I knew that I saw spirits all my life.
Cool.
But I wasn't aware. Not that I didn't know. I wasn't aware, and I wasn't open to receiving other people's people.
Yeah, I understand that one. Yeah, that can be a little spooky. Yeah.
So people started coming to me. I said, "Wait a minute, what are you doing? Who are you? Why are you here?" Yeah.
Right.
So I thank you both, but I just want to say hello and thank you and all the good stuff, and quit worrying about the computer. Quit worrying about what's inside of you. You are open. You are a recipient. You are protected. How did I end up talking to you? Like I thought I called in for a reading.
You did. I don't think, I think I kind of jumped in the middle of what Linda had to say, so I'm going to apologize to Linda now and let her finish.
Well, basically,
I think
that I was saying, for the other things, these things are happening to you are all connected, and it will give you a broader understanding of how everything works. So.
Makes sense. It makes sense, and I get off on the Disney things. It's like that we are all connected. Okay, remember that from Pocahontas, and we are all connected to each other in a circle and a hoop that never ends. And really, the more we find out about it, the more we find out about like what I'll call the ley lines, the power grids, all that stuff. The Native Americans had the what was it called? They called it a spider woman who wove the web of life. And what was really fascinating was science decided to join that, and it's like they came out with, I can't remember if it was Einstein, he was working on that unified field theory and all that, and then there was Stephen Hawking, who was his protege, who kind of upped that a little bit, and he got on there and said, it's like they actually got to the point where I think it was with the Kirlian photography, they can actually take pictures of what they call like the power grid or something, and there it's just like this woven blanket, and it's like it's around all of us. It's kind of like Yoda with the Force. You know, it surrounds us, it's through us, it's in us. You know, it's all of us. And if we take it, you know, I think of it like a guitar string. It's like if you want to connect with somebody, you think of that person on the other end of the guitar string, and you pick the string, twing, 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 and it's like, and they'll kind of get that, and it's like all of a sudden you all go, okay, I've got to call so-and-so, and, you know, and they go, oh, I was just thinking about you, you know, and I was like, well, I know, I've been thinking about you the past couple of days, finally just decided I had to call you. Kind of just works that way, and it makes me wonder, is like if we're going to come to a time and frame where we don't need the cell phones or the, you know, like you say, the cell phones or the computers, but we'll just be able to kind of go, okay, we generically want to go, you know, connect with this group of people, you know, whatever. And I think that's part of what we're doing here with, I mean, this is what I've enjoyed out of Psychics Gone Wild and the Living in the Realm family. And I call them our families because it's like we're gathering people together of like-mindedness. And it's like people who are, you know, it's like, okay, we still believe in, you know, the power of love. We still believe in, you know, a lot of these old school things, and yet they're very advanced, very new age, very, you know, whatever you want to call it. And just, oh, I don't know, just, you know, we're all being connected in one way or another.
Yeah, I've actually seen these consciousness grids during a meditation I did in early 2010. You go up above them, and it's like a sparkling gold. And then sometimes there's different rainbow colors, and those are the thoughts of the people that are flowing through them like lines, like power lines, basically.
Cool.
And, you know, it's just amazing to join into one of those particular meditations. And I kind of lost touch with the people that were doing them. I'm going to try to find them again. But, yeah,
right.
We're all connected through these lines and these grids of energy.
Yeah. We got some compliments here in the chat room. It's like she was saying that they, by the way, I like the new format. And I'm like going, okay, cool. It's like Jeffrey keeps trying out new things. He keeps wanting to shake us out of the status quo and keep us fresh and keep us, you know, flowing and all that good stuff. And speaking of which, we're going to flow along here. And we have another caller from area code 870. 870, there you go. Okay, we got
to. Hello.
Hello.
do you all do readings?
Linda does real good. I'm going to put that on her.
Right now I have like a lot of people standing around me, so I'm wondering if there's a lot of people in the queue.
I was going to say, we've only actually got like just a couple in the queue, but man, we got a lot in chat today. There's a lot of in chat today, and it's like, I think what you might be picking up on is you do those phone lines, and I think we have a lot of live listens, and it's like, we don't see the live listens in the queue. It's like they don't show up because it's like they're somewhere. Blog is blog talked about somewhere else. Oh, and that was what I was going to, I forgot my usual announcement. It's like, if blog talk drops you or drops you from the chat room or drops you from the queue, please call back in. Please log back in because we don't kick anybody out. there was only one notable weekend where Jethro was running the studio, and it's like he actively was trying to kick some people out because they were being excessively negative and naughty. So he did actively try to kick those out. But, you know, most everybody that comes in, you know, this is, you know, our quote rules, if there's any rules, is just like, you know, be nice, play nice to sandbox, you know, speak nicely, speak kindly. It's kind of like Bambi, you know, Thumper's dad. You know, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all, you know. If you got a question, we entertain any kind of questions, though. It's like, absolutely, we are willing to discuss anything you want to discuss.
Well, I am starting a new business. I've been in it for a little while, and I didn't know what you saw in the future for that. It seems like it's expanding. Is it going to expand more? I'm new at the small business thing. I was a therapist for many years, so I feel like I'm jumping off into the unknown.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing for you. Yes, it is going good, but it would get better for you if you do more social media advertising.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm learning all about that, putting the website together, Facebook, that sort of thing.
Right, Twitter.
Twitter, got on Twitter yesterday.
It wouldn't hurt to maybe sign up with places like I'm at, Blogspot and Squidoo. That's S-Q-U-I-D-O-O. And you could put out articles about what you do there.
Oh, okay.
And those show up very quickly in Google searches.
Okay, great.
Because Google
okay.
owns Squidoo and Blogspot, I found out.
Ah.
And do some promotional video. Put that on YouTube.
Video, yeah. We talked about that, too, and putting it on our website. And YouTube, it'd be on YouTube, so... This is really weird because I haven't been a computer geek, but I just feel like I'm getting immersed in it.
Well, it's a good thing because this is what's going to expand you even more.
Okay, well, great. Do you see it, I mean, what we need is just to pay the bills and, you know, we need the necessities, and I think we'd be happy with that. Do you see it going beyond that?
Yes, I do.
How long? If I can ask, if you can tell.
I'm asking here, so. September, October, before you start making real strides in it, but you will be taken care of with your basic needs in the meantime.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds about right, too, for what we do. So, okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Kelly, do we have a 659 call on the queue?
659. I don't know if they dropped or hung up or got booted out. It's like we did have a 659, and it's like they disappeared from the queue.
Hmm.
So I don't know what happened to them.
Okay.
Because they were going to be they were going to be next on, and we actually have we got one question here from the queue, and it's like it was. Okay, let me see if I can go back up and if I didn't lose it here. Okay. this is Spiritually Speaking too, says she saw a child in her womb, but she says she also has a granddaughter due any day now, just asking if there is any significance. She just sent out prayers that there's no complications and that the cord, you know, not be on the baby's neck. And she just was kind of, she really got nothing. You know, she's asking our psychic online family here. It's like, if anybody's, you know, getting anything on that, just kind of, you know, get any feelings on that. It's like, is that grandbaby going to be okay? Or is, you know, are there complications or something going on with that? She can't call in because okay. There's too many listeners around. She's on the computer and in chat, but I totally understand not being able to call in because of background noise or whatever.
Background energy interference.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that works too, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, what I think that message is for you spiritually is that you need to make sure that the doctors where your granddaughter is being looked after, you need to, if you don't have a good trust in them, if you think they're not doing their job, they're not paying close enough attention, because admittedly doctors do get rushed and they don't pay that close attention to signs and symptoms when someone's pregnant, have a second doctor look and send your intention to also that the doctors will know exactly what they're looking for before that child is born. And if you've got anything else, I'm watching the chat room right now, if that makes sense to you or not. But,
okay.
Yeah, sometimes we're given warnings that maybe, you know, the doctors aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing and something could occur, a complication. And, okay. All right. Yeah. I would make sure that if she's not at all comfortable, if she senses something that's wrong with that grandbaby, that she goes and gets a second opinion. And I'm definitely, you know, sending energies to get her to the right person for the best possible care for the safe delivery of that granddaughter. Okay?
Okay, I think, yeah, okay, yep, she's typing in there, so that's Spiritually Speaking is one asking that, so it's like, all right, yep, she heard that one, good deal.
Okay,
righty.
Thanks. You be careful, and you take care of yourself, and, you know, and whatever energy is going on around you right now at your house, I'm helping you shield from it.
Cool, okay. All right, says, yep, thank you, okay. Thank you, Linda, all righty.
Good deal.
Let me send her a heart here. Here we
go. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, gee, we have open lines, so I'm gonna pick Linda's brain here a little bit because she and I were kind of on a conversation last night, and I was talking about I don't know if anybody else has this problem with meditating, but I was always, you know, trying to build this you know, bridge across the chasm to meditating, and it's like, and Linda was just starting in on the, you know, it's like, it's a lot simpler than that. It's like you just open the door and walk to the next room. I'm like going, okay, that's a mental shift right there.
Yeah, a lot of people do rituals, and you don't really, I understand rituals are good for getting people used to in a conscious physical sense of doing things and being able to make sense of things. But in the long term, the Pleiadian fifth dimensional way is you don't need rituals. You just do. You know, I think Yoda was a fifth dimensional Pleiadian.
I know, I do. I love the wisdom of Yoda. I really do. It's like, do or do not. There is no try.
Right, exactly.
And the other one was, I've heard this one where it says, if you plan to try, then you're really planning to fail because you're allowing yourself that wiggle room to fail because you can say, well, I tried. You know, but it's like, well, but I didn't succeed. It's like, okay, well, then don't, and then suddenly it made sense because I was like, well, okay, you know, you do or you don't do it. You don't try. You just do it. You do it or you don't do it, and you keep doing it until you do it. So it's like, there you go. Okay.
Exactly. That's the case, you know.
Makes
sense. But, you know, first meditation goes, you know, when you're first learning it, in order for it to make sense and plant itself into your brain, it is wise to go through all of the typical meditation techniques, all
mm-hmm.
of the preparation, all of the ritual, all the one at a time going through the body areas to relax and open
right.
yourself up, to envision everything. It's usually a good meditation practice ritual would take about 20 minutes to a half an hour to get
oh, wow.
prepared.
But as you get used to doing this, you can kind of speed it up with your mind a little bit. Go a little faster and a little faster because you're getting used to it. It's just like anything you're learning new in the physical world, the recipe. You may have a book out in front of you and all the ingredients, and you're sitting there, okay, was that 2 cups of flour? I've got to check here. Yeah, okay, we got that. Now, what was next? Okay, but when you get really good at what you're doing, it's like, okay, just put this in and put that in, and pretty soon it's done. So it's just a matter of getting used to the ritual in order to understand how the process works, and then you can speed the process up.
Okay.
So...
So now I do that with, see, now I've got to that point with, you know, what I call the grounding and running injury, and that this is the first place where I started years ago, because when Jethro first, you know, got a hold of me, it's like I kept getting the messages of, you're ungrounded, you're ungrounded, you're ungrounded, you need to learn how to ground. It's like, and back then I was like, well, how in the world do I ground? So it was really funny because when I took my first Reiki class, she taught us how to ground. I was like, all righty. It's like, and no one had ever taught me that before. So it's like, and it, you know, and you're right. You know, it took me, at first it was like it would be a 20-30 minute process to go through and ground myself. And now I kind of go, bing-a-bing-a-bing, you know, bibby-bobby-boo. And it's like, there we go. Now we're going, you know.
Yeah.
But I haven't got there yet with the meditation stuff, with being able to, I mean, and part of it is, I think, my just physical tiredness, because I do. I'm running on about 3-4 hours of sleep a day, and it's like I realize it's not nearly enough for what I need. And this is probably why when I sit down to meditate, I just go to sleep. So, and it may be why I'm not getting a whole lot, because they kind of look at this and go, you're overstressed enough, you don't need this, and it's like, you just need to sleep when you sleep. I'm trying to do too much. And, okay, fine, thank you. So I need to sleep more before I can meditate, or what? I don't know.
Okay, you are getting things when you're asleep.
Okay.
You
I believe
may
it.
Not remember it when you come back.
Right.
you know, whether you're awake or asleep, we're always receiving.
Information.
We're always transmitting. 24/7, 365, 366 in the leap years.
Yeah.
We are always receiving, always transmitting. The universe is always in motion. We are part of that motion.
Right.
So whether you're in a conscious, aware state, or you're in an astral projected state through sleep, you are interacting. You are doing your meditation.
That makes a lot of sense, and that does make a lot of sense, because we live on a planet that spins 1,000 miles an hour, and yet, it spins 1,000 miles an hour because it's a 24,000-mile circumference, and we have 24 hours a day. Yeah, that's right. Although I got a really good joke for this one, though. This guy was, he was heading toward the East Coast. So he was speeding, I don't know, it was like Louisiana, Alabama, someplace, and he says, well, officer, you know, technically I wasn't speeding because the earth is rotating, you know, this fast. And he says, I'm actually going, you know, against this motion. So he says, really, I was going negative this many miles per hour. So the officer lets him off. Now, what was really funny, though, was on his return trip home, the same officer picked him up. And he says, well, you know, you're so convincing with everyone. He says, aren't you going the other direction? So that doesn't mean that you were going at least 1,000 and some miles an hour. So I write you about this one. The guy was like, ah.
I would have to pay that ticket.
Of course, you might be able to go in and argue with the judge. I don't think he wrote him one for 1,000 miles an hour, but I think he did write him one for like 75 or whatever. He was going in a 65 zone or something like that. But I just thought that was really cute reasoning. I'm like, oh, that's really fun. But, you know, so it is. It's like we do live on a planet that's in constant motion. Everything around us changes. The molecules, you know, and all this stuff. Oh, got this. I'm a source of trivia here today, and it's like stuff is just popping out. But they say if you stop and think about it, the air that we breathe, it's like the same molecules, because we breathe some in, we take it in, you know, we breathe it out, and it's like, and we don't use all the oxygen in any one breath exchange, okay? So that some of the molecules of air, you know, are still floating around on the planet. So we literally could be breathing the same air that Christ breathed, that Buddha breathed, that, you know, that is, because it really doesn't exactly change out. It's like, I'm trying to think what that is. It was the Einstein thing again of, matter is not created or destroyed, because everything, you know, that was created is here, and it's not destroyed, because then you go into the matter, antimatter, you know, those shall not touch, et cetera, type of thing. But everything that we have is still here. It's just kind of like being recycled and cleaned all the time. I went, okay, so this is, we're in the greatest recycling pod ever. This is really interesting. And we're actually breathing air that, you know, Christ breathed and Buddha breathed and whoever breathed, you know, the cavemen breathed, like how many centuries and millennia ago and whatever. It's like, that's really an interesting talk. Yeah, I'm really getting re-breathed air. Okay, great.
And there's that have been visiting here that breathe.
Awesome. All right, we have another call here. Somebody must have been in chat room and going, okay, we're tired of hearing these guys talk. Here we go. Area code 205, you're on with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Hey, my name is Robbie, and I wanted to see if I could get a reading regarding my relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Robbie, you are, first thing they're showing me is what a sweet, caring, tender person you are. They wanted me to tell you that right off at the very top. You do so much for other people. You will even put yourself sort of in uncomfortable places to help other people. And they're saying that you're doing that with relationships too. So any problems you're having in the relationship, maybe because someone is taking advantage of that, and I don't want to see that because that hurts me to see people being taken advantage of. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be appreciated. So what I want you to do is I want you to have a talk with this person and tell them if something that they're doing is making you uncomfortable, and please stop doing that. Now, is this like somebody that's kind of, because what I'm getting is that they're paying attention to you, but you're not the only one they're paying attention to?
Yeah.
And you need to let them know that up front, that they need to, that it's not comfortable for you to feel like you have to share them, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
you're sharing their attention. And if you're in a relationship like what you two have, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Because that leaves you unsettled. That leaves you feeling like they may just pick up and go. You need to sit down and have a talk with them. Tell them how you feel, okay? And try to get an understanding from them. What do they really want? Because they, you know, if they leave you for someone else, they're nuts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. Because I'm feeling you are such a wonderful, sweet person. You know, and you would give your shirt, the shirt off your back to someone in need.
Yeah,
you deserve
pretty much.
Someone, you deserve someone that will appreciate you for what you are, for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you sit down and have that talk and you let them know, hey, you can't push me around. You know, you can't treat me like I'm just an appliance or whatever. If you really,
mm-hmm.
really care about me, show me that you care about me and me. You know, it's okay to have friends, but don't be looking, you know, to go somewhere else for your meals and your fun time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You take care, hon.
Okay.
I'm going to send you some energy for strength so that you won't get nervous about talking to him, because I feel like you are. You're kind of hesitant. But don't be. Okay?
Okay.
All
well,
right.
We've talked about it before, had fallen outs about it, because he says he just wants to be friends, but yet he calls me on a daily basis, and I do a lot for him, and I feel like we're getting close, and then he'll push me away and start seeing the other girl for a while. And I think he does that because he don't want to get close to me, or he just gets afraid.
Yeah, well, he needs to make a stand so that you know where you stand.
That makes sense.
And that's why I think talking, in, you know, sitting down and just really having some quiet time, the two of you alone, away from everyone else, and getting everything out in the open. Because if he's not going to have the relationship that he seems to be teasing you with, like throwing
mm-hmm.
a carrot in front of you and dangling it, then it's
mm-hmm.
time for you to move on. You know, you can still be friends with him, be supportive of him, but, you know, giving your total romantic self to him, I just see that there's someone out there that would be better for you if this is not going to work out.
Okay. right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a blessed
day. And thank you for calling
you
in.
You too.
Call back in
okay.
and let us know how it goes. Because, you know, we'd like to track you guys, and like we like to know how stuff goes and, you know, how things work out, you know, because a lot of times just because, you know, we say something on the air, it doesn't mean it's written in stone. I said, you know, the only one who really writes stuff in stone is God, you know, in those Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
But, you know. You know, we like to know how things turn out for you. And it's like sometimes as you go along, you know, when you make free will decisions and things like that, it's like you'll have little twists and turns in the road of life and say, okay, well, I did this and now this happened. So it's kind of like the branch on the tree and it leads you to a new branch.
Mm-hmm.
So, all
right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
everything is based on probable realities of where you are right this minute. In fact,
okay.
when I'm over in the astral realm, that's how it works. I help people run their probable outcomes. And it's
cool.
just based on how they go ahead and do one thing to see how it's likely to come out and then try something else and see how that's likely to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decide from there, you know, what they're going to do. That doesn't mean that it's going to be the right thing, but it's just a
right.
probability.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly give it a try. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Sure.
All righty. And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. Linda, we got 9 minutes left.
Yeah, I see that.
Like, wow. Oh. Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts for the day? It's like I'm tempted. It's like I was listening to for our room here. Linda has got some of her original music that she's got posted up here. And while we were trying to find Amy yesterday because she was lost in cyberspace, Blog Talk kicked her off, and she was doing her chakra class for us yesterday. We got about 5 or 10 minutes into it, and all of a sudden she dropped, and we couldn't get her back. And I said, okay, I'm going to play some music, and I don't know if anybody out there would like to hear some Melinda stuff. It's like I'm kind of like, you know, I'm into that. It's like if we can get some feedback in the chat room, would you guys like to hear some Melinda songs? Because this is stuff that she's done herself, and I thought it was really cool. It's like, come on, chat room, feedback. You know, you guys like to hear some of this because I'd like to play some because I want to hear it.
That would be a good one. That way we still have a few minutes at the end.
Okay, sounds good. I will go forward and do this, and then I'm going to try to type in chat while I'm doing it. So I'm going to try to listen and go on here. This is called Hail to Kronos. We'll be right back.
Kronos. It's off of one of my two albums that I have. They're not available on Amazon or anything like that, but if you contact me, and I will put my email in the
Oh, good. Thank
here.
You. One thing I keep missing out because I got the continuing checklist, I got www.lindaru.blogspot.com, the YouTube, and I'm like going, okay, and I keep missing your email.
That's all right. I'm getting that in the chat room. Continuum X without the O and the I in it. So it's
C-N-T-U-U-M-X
at frontier.com. And I have the plain version of my albums available for $10 a piece. And the reason I call them plain is because my printer isn't wanting to print the labels and the covers to the CDs lately. I know we've got to get a new print head
new
for
printer.
It, but... But if you would be interested for $10, I do PayPal, and my PayPal address is also my email address there. Or if
Perfect.
You want to get in contact with me and send me a money order or whatever, I will get you the Plain Jane versions. It's 20 songs on one album and 14 on another.
Wow. Cool. All righty. Well, we'll keep listening to those. Okay, we've got a couple minutes. Awesome. Okay, good. I've got time to do my run through. It's like I'm a... Trying to get the announcements through and trying to get everybody's stuff advertised out here. So we have, of course, we have Linda on with us today, and she is at that CNTNUUMX, there we go, at Frontier, FRONTIER.com, and that's her email, so you can ask for some of that music. It's like we're going to be playing those along as we go, and that's really cool. I really like that one. We have 90 seconds. Thank you. Okay, that was good timing. We have Aurora Rose on Mondays with us, and she is at www.aurorarosepsychic. That's AuroraRosePsychic.web.com. She's on eBay. She's at Aurora Rose 11. She's also AuroraRosePsychic@gmail.com, and her number is 270-259-2584. Of course, we have Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net, 284, got a power faster, 60 seconds, 0437. He's on Facebook and Twitter also. And he's, let's see, his book is available at Barnes & Noble and also through Amazon. But if you want the autograph variety, either write him at his Gmail address. No, not the Gmail address, excuse me, email address, there we go, which is psychicjexpo@aol.com. Or just contact him through that www.jesuitsmith.net. We also have Pamela Cummins on Tuesdays. She is at www.successfulrel.com for a short book, successfulrelationships.com. She's at 973-229-9704. She's on Twitter as Rebel Pam and Facebook as Samuel Cummins. And then there's Mystic Celeste on our sister show with this 10 seconds. Okay, Living in the Psychic Realm, which I know Linda's going to be hosting this Sunday. So we're going to have a little session this afternoon with messing around with the back switchboard. But anyway, so Mystic Celeste is on at www.celestialreadings.net, and she's 928-554-4422. Let's see, have I forgot anybody? Sandra Green at ylsammy@gmail.com. And let's see, and I will eventually be back on here, but right now we're doing coffee, and Jethro has the monthly coffee special going again. It's a little bit different. I believe he told me he's still kind of juggling with it, but I believe he said, you know, for people to try a box, he'll do the 15-minute reading, possibly 20-minute, for that one box of coffee, or if they'll do the tea, if somebody would like to try the tea, he'll do a 30-minute reading for the tea. Or if you want the 45-minute reading, we found out it's $49.95 to join up to get wholesale prices and become an actual distributor yourself, and he'll do a 45-minute reading for anybody who wants to come in and get those wholesale prices and be a distributor. So that's the August specials, and awesome, guys. I'm not sure what time. I didn't get a chance today. They're just kind of all over with that sister show, the 714. I'm going to list it in there again. 714-333-3354. Is that Living in the Psychic Realm. And when you go in to try to find it in chat, it's under Psychic Jethro, which really threw me for a while because I couldn't find it either. It like, would take me forever to get in there. So anyway, that is our show for today. And thank you so much, Linda, for being here. It's like we're about to go have our learning curve, both of us, for the back studio. It'll be fun. We'll be in here typing a little bit. If you guys got any other, let's see, are you selling them? I did not hear. Oh, yes. Genesee asked, are you selling them? She did not hear that. So you want to announce that again for her?
Yes, I am selling them right now. They're the plain versions because my printer isn't working right, so they'd be $10 a piece. And if you're living in the U.S., that covers shipping.
Okay.
So I have two albums out, The Universe Within the Core and Songs from the Home World.
Cool.
One's got 14 songs, one's got 20. So you
cool.
get a lot there for your $10.
Sounds good. I'm going to have to buy one. I will. I will. I will. I will absolutely. It's like, of course, while you're out, it's like, I'm just going to mail you a check and it's like, call it good, give you some return stamps for envelope stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Jan's going, yeah, awesome. It's like, yeah, no kidding. And it's 14 songs on one of them and 20 on the other?
Right.
Wow, cool. All righty. Well, I think that's our show for today, guys. And if you want to hang out and chat, we'll be up for a while like it always is. And you guys want to get in here and chat a little bit, it's like I'll be on for a little bit. But I'm gonna hang up here, and Linda and I are going to go mess around with the studio. So we will see you again. Do you know what time the Living in the Realm is on today? Because I didn't check. I cheat so bad. I just call at 714-323-3354, and they'll say, your show is not due to start, you know, sometimes 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I think the longest ahead time I had was like 7 hours, 39 minutes. Like, wow, it's not until, I think it was, Celeste was on that night, and it's like 9 o'clock Mountain Time. So I was like, okay. But they're just kind of bouncing all over the place, and he's kind of looking for the right niche for that one. So it's just kind of hanging there while it's bouncing like a ball, and it's bouncing like a football, which doesn't bounce straight. So anyway, and tomorrow, Jethro is on with, I'll say, a mystery guest again. I'm not sure who we've got on, so this is one of those we're going to have to dial in tomorrow and find out who we've got on, because he's always got a surprise for us. So we will see you guys all tomorrow, and have a great day.
Yeah, have a good one.